WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The new movie Charlie's Angels is an adaptation of the 1970s TV series, which made stars of Farrah Fawcett, Jacqueline Smith, and Kate Jackson. TV critic David Bianculli reviewed the series back in 1976. He saw the new movie and has this review.
There's a lot of revisionist history going on about what Charlie's Angels meant to the 70s. A lot of talk about empowerment and women doing it on their own terms and positive feminine role models. But I was there and watching closely. And I have one word to say about all that. Here's the one word. Ha! Back then, Charlie's Angels both pioneered and exemplified a genre of TV programming that came to be known, I'm not kidding about this, as jiggle TV. It was a TV show with a definite and almost defiant absence of bras, and viewers could watch with the sound turned off and not miss any of the important points. Charlie's Angels was one of the most popular shows of the era, and a poster with Farrah Fawcett jump-started the fantasies of millions of teen boys. For girls, the women of Charlie's Angels were more like action Barbies. Yes, they always beat the bad guys, but that wasn't as important as how good they looked doing it. Whether they were going undercover as disco queens or sitting around taking speakerphone orders from their unseen boss Charlie, they looked marvelous. Backstage, the real energy of Charlie's Angels didn't go into the scripts. It went into the wardrobe and makeup trailers. To put it bluntly, Charlie's Angels was a pretty bad TV show. And that made it possible to hope for good things from the new Charlie's Angels movie. When Hollywood tries to make a movie remake of a good TV series, it usually fails miserably. I'll cite The Avengers and rest my case on that awful example alone. But when it revisits a show that was campy to begin with, like The Brady Bunch, the results can actually be superior. This time, the three angels are played by Drew Barrymore, Cameron Diaz, and Lucy Liu, and sidekick Bosley is played by Bill Murray. That's good casting across the board. So all that remains is to find the right tone, tell a good story, make it visually interesting, and let audiences sit back and enjoy the ride. The references to the old show are there. There are slow-motion hair flips and lots of silly undercover disguises and happy laughter at the end of the adventure. An action montage during the credits even has the new angels chained to one another in the same blue prison uniforms as in the old show. And the case begins, as it always did, with the voice of John Forsythe delivering exposition through that boxy speakerphone.
Good morning, angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
Dylan, Alex, Natalie, I hope you're rested and ready for your next assignment. Meet Eric Knox, a brilliant engineer and the founder of Knox Technologies, an up-and-coming communication software company. Last night, Knox was kidnapped, and his voice identification software was stolen.
Who's the lady left behind?
Vivian Ward. She's the president of Knox Technologies.
Oh, she did it.
Well, I guess we can all go home then.
Angels, meet Vivian Ward, our new client.
Each angel gets at least one showcase moment during the movie. Diaz gets hers when her bubbly character gets to be a featured dancer on Soul Train. Liu gets hers when she gets to play a variation on the leather-clad dominatrix she played in the Mel Gibson movie Payback. And Barrymore gets hers in disguise as both a fantasy blonde pit crew member and the bubbliest member of a Swiss singing trio. This new Charlie's Angels is rated PG, so any sex appeal is about as tame as it was in primetime. But it's still overt, with the message that these women use their sex appeal aggressively, like any other weapon in their arsenal. They're all master martial artists doing the same physics-defying Hong Kong movie stunt moves that were mainstreamed by Hollywood in The Matrix. And I guess the most commendable thing about the 2000 vintage of Charlie's Angels is that the heroines don't carry guns. What's not commendable about this new movie are its pace and tone. It's so choppily edited, with such an incessant music soundtrack, that most parts of the movie play like outtakes or trailers rather than finished scenes. The three angels are given just enough time to establish character traits, but Bosley and the villains are shortchanged. And as anyone who's ever seen a James Bond or a Batman film can tell you, the better the villain, the better the movie. Bottom line, I was disappointed by this new Charlie's Angels. Even though I loved some of the costuming, the geisha girls, the belly dancers, the rock band, even when they went undercover as guys. Charlie still comes off as a long-distance pimp, and too many scenes come off as frenetic, disconnected, or out of sync. But one woman at the screening I saw insisted, and I quote, "A lot of young girls are going to like this movie." So I passed that on for what it's worth. I guess the retro glamour that worked then still works now. But my recommendation is just a pass, period.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.